Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord are filling our lives. The glory of the Lord is residing. Amen. Even over these airways in the name of Jesus. After this resurrection weekend, Good Friday, but coming, you know, on the third day, he rose with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad that you are the redeemed of the Lord? Aren't you glad, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus will never, ever lose his power? Aren't you glad that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am, there you'll be also. I get excited, hallelujah, about the promises of heaven. Glory be to God. We just want to go look at Revelation every now and again to see where we are headed. Streets paved with gold. No more weeping. No more crying. No more pain. No more sorrow. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Paradise is the word Jesus used. The thief on the cross said, when you go and enter into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus said, today, you will be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited tonight. We're going to look at a passage of scripture and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. We thank God for every caller. Thank God for every intercessor. Thank God for every prayer warrior. Thank God for the power of prayer and the manifestation of God's blessings. We thank God as Christians. He said, when you pray, in other words, before Jesus left here, he gave us the command to pray, gave us the orders to pray. And that's why every Tuesday night, yes, we're the local church in Hillside, New Jersey, but this has been birthed through Pastor Rebecca and I and the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. Just praying on Tuesdays, believing God and seeing miracles and manifestations of God's blessings. So we thank God for this opportunity one more time. Exodus 23:20, the second book of the Bible, the book of Exodus, chapter number 23, verse number 20. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared for you. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. Glory be to God. Look at verse number 24. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones into pieces. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away, hear God, people, I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full life span. Help us, God. So many promises God gave his people as they left the bondage of Pharaoh, as they were headed toward the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, the land of promise. It was a promise. It was not yet manifested. But God is not a man that he should lie. nor is he the son of man that he will change his mind and repent. The Bible says in the New Testament that the Old Testament was a shadow or an example or a foretaste of what is to come. And as we see the angel of the Lord going before the people of God, this was an angel representing Jesus Christ, who is the angel. My God. As we think about Easter, look at God sending Jesus ahead of us to prepare and make a way for us. That angel back in the days of Exodus, he did protect them. God said, my angel will protect you on your way to the promised land and bring you into the place of promise. Now we have Jesus. Now we have a Lord and Savior watching over us, guarding us, protecting us, a hedge and shield around our lives. His name is Jesus. His name is Emmanuel. His name is, glory be to God, Abba Father, who art in heaven. We thank God. But even as God in that day gave them promises, I'm going to say these three promises, and we're going to pray and let God have his way. Number one, there's so many here, but I'm going to highlight three. He says, I'm going to bless your food and your water. In other words, daily, I'll give you provision of what you need. We need food and we need water to survive. He said, daily, I'll meet your needs. Not what you want, but daily, I'm going to bless your food and your water. And I'm 53 years old, and I cannot think of a day that I did not eat and I did not have something to drink. I don't take it for granted. Come on, somebody. We should not take certain things like food and water and provision and shelter for granted. God is good to us. God is a blessing to us. And just like in that day, they did not receive some of his promises that he had for them, but I want to keep the heavens opened. He said, when God speaks to you, listen to him. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Obey what he's saying. Number two, he says, I'll remove sickness and disease from among your people. Help us, God, today. God will do it. There's some things I got a call from the nurse. I had some blood work done. And there's some things I need to adjust in my life. Yes, God will do his part, but we got to do our part. Come on, people. And the nurse chuckled with me because, yes, she said, yes, you can get a prescription or you can do this or do that, but you got to exercise and you have to eat right. And I know that. And you on this line, maybe you know that. Maybe God is dealing with you about making some adjustments with your health and your well-being. But God, when he says, I will remove sickness and disease from among you, he is saying healing has been made available to us. Deliverance has been made available to us. When the curtain was rent in two as Jesus was crucified, and now we have access to the Holy of Holies, we have access to healing. We have access to allowing God to give us that full lifespan that he talked about in this chapter. He said, I will satisfy you with a full lifespan. And finally, I want to leave you with this one. He said, no one will be barren. My God. I want to be more productive than what I've been. I want to bear more fruit. I want to see more things manifested in my lifetime. I know I'm not by myself. I want to see God's hand moving and doing things and giving God the glory, giving God the praise, worshiping God because of the works of his hand found in Psalm number 6. He is a good God, and he wants to show us who he is. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that your angel has gone on before us. We thank you. As Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father, he is not dead, but he is alive. He, glory be to God, defeated death, hell, and the grave. He took back the keys of death. He took back, glory be to God, the sting of death. Grave, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? I thank God for eternal life tonight. We thank God that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whomsoever believe in him, shall never perish, but shall have everlasting life. John 3:16. We thank God for salvation tonight. We thank God for heaven. Now, God, bless us. Bless us indeed. Continue to enlarge our territory. We thank you, Lord, that none will be barren. We thank you, Lord, for daily provision. We thank you, Lord, for an entire lifespan. We thank you, Lord, for productivity and bearing fruit and manifestation of miracles. Now the blood of Jesus, which will never ever lose its power, we plead the blood over every life, over every business, over every ministry, over every family, over every endeavor, over every dream. The blood of Jesus will prevail. I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight. Like David, people of God, pursue your dreams. Pursue that thing which is going to bring you fulfillment. Pursue the assignment and the calling of God on your life. Pursue and let God have his way through you. I pray for every unsaved family member of yours. I pray for souls tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus, those still walking in darkness, that God would remove the enemy trying to blind the minds of people. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will set those free from the hand of the enemy tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus, even for the believer that seemed to can't get it right, even for the believer who is continuing to struggle, even for the believer, God says right now, the bondage has been removed, the curse has been broken, that yoke has been destroyed, every chain that continues to try to wrap itself around your life, God has broken it. Sometimes we struggle with forgiveness. God has broken it. Sometimes we struggle with obedience. God has broken it tonight. Sometimes we struggle in the name of Jesus with staying committed and staying consistent. And God says, hallelujah, today is a new day.
Yes.
He says, behold, I do a new thing. Glory be to God. We are the kingdom. We are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. And God says, no one can curse who I have blessed. As pastor continue to pray, I thank God that he sent his angel ahead of us. I thank God that he removed every yoke. I thank God in the name of Jesus that he's not done with us yet.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you. We thank you for breaking every yoke, oh God, and demolishing every stronghold in the lives of your people, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For going ahead and Father God, for paving the way, Father God. Hallelujah. Being, Father God, that light, Father God, at the end of the tunnel, God. Being, Father God, hallelujah, that example for us to follow, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, and we worship you on today that every stronghold is broken, every yoke is broken, oh God. Everything that's stopping us from following you and obeying your word is broken, oh God. We declare victory over every life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you, Father God, yet live, oh God, because you live, oh God. Hallelujah. We can face tomorrow, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we may not know what tomorrow holds, God, but we thank God that you hold our tomorrow, that you said in Jeremiah 29:11 that you know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper.
Yes.
Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and never beneath, oh God. I thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, that we are victorious and not defeated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And nothing is impossible with us, oh God, as long as we continue to trust in you, oh God. With man, some things are impossible, Lord, but not with you. With you, you have spoken, you have declared, you have decree, you have promised that with you all things are possible.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for the realm of the impossibilities, oh God, that we can walk, Father God, in the hope, oh God, of your glory, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you are working things out for our good, knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that you are in the middle of all things, knowing that you yet live and breathe, hallelujah, and in you we move and live and have our being, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you on today.
Yes.
We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Come on. Yes.
And God, there is none like you. So we thank you, Lord, even as we have celebrated Resurrection Day, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that every day with you is Resurrection Day, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have yet, Father God, that you yet live, oh God, and that you have yet, oh God, to, Father God, manifest yourself and manifest your glory in our midst, oh God. Lord, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us of our trespasses, forgive us of our wrongs, oh God, and help us, oh God, to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lord, give us a pure heart with which to worship you, oh God. Give us a pure heart with which to serve you, God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this prayer line. Thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God. Thank you for healing going forth on this prayer line. Thank you for blessings going forth on this prayer line. Thank you, Lord, for the supernatural being released on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for miracles being released on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for power, power, power being released on this prayer line. We thank you for hope, oh God, and encouragement, empowerment, edification, education, oh God, emancipation being released on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth, oh God, as you have already declared in heaven, oh God. Allow us to experience kingdom manifestation, God. Let us not just be church goers. Let us not just be church folk, oh God. Let us be, Father God, kingdom minded, oh God. Let us be kingdom oriented, God. Let us be kingdom, hallelujah, focused, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Keeping our eyes and our minds stayed fast on you, oh God. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith, oh God. So, Lord, we put our trust in you. We put our hope in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness, oh God. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name, God. We pant after you. We hunger and thirst after you, oh God. Ask that deer panters for the waters, so our souls long after you, God. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, to ask you to give us an upper room experience, oh God, in this prayer line, on this prayer call, in this war room, oh God. Give us an upper room experience, oh God. Save souls, save lives, oh God. Break every stronghold, break every chain, God. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. In the name of Jesus, heal the sick, oh God. Oh, set the captives free, God. We bind up Satan, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And every demolishing spirit, every stronghold, every spirit, every demonic spirit that's been sent against your people, we bind it up and we declare victory. We declare victory over every life.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Happy Lord.
Lord, bless New Creation Christian Ministry. Lord, we thank you for adding to our fold. We thank you for adding to those who shall be saved. We thank you for adding to the church family, God. We thank you for the new members. We thank you, Lord, for the members who have been faithful throughout the years. We thank you for those who are yet to come, God. We thank you for the members of our family, God. We thank you for the members of the church, Lord, the prayer line. We thank you for Bible study students, God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, because you are worthy to be praised. So, Lord, we praise you. Bless this prayer line. Bless the local assembly, God. Continue to add daily to the church those who shall be saved, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, strengthen the pastor, strengthen my husband, strengthen me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As we continue to do the work, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for new strength. We thank you for new vigor, new energy, new fire, new power, a fresh anointing being poured out from your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, bless this prayer line.
Every life, God.
As we continue to pray, as we open up the prayer lines, Lord, we pray for the families of Father God's the man, Stephen, his family, and the man who was killed, the elderly gentleman, Father God, hallelujah, who was killed, oh God, so unmercifully. God, we pray for his family. We pray for his loved ones, oh God. Lord, you, Father God, know all things, God, and we just ask, Father God, that you will comfort his family, God. Lord, let resolution be made, oh God, hallelujah. Let justice be served, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for this United States of America. We pray for the President of the United States of America, God. Yes, 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 Donald Trump by name, God. We pray, Father God, for him, Father God, as he continues, Father God, that you would give him wisdom, oh God, to govern this city, this country, Father God, these United States of America, that you would give him wisdom with foreign policy, that you would give him wisdom with the armed forces of the United States of America. Lord, that you would give him wisdom and discernment, that you will, Father God, hold back his hand from any foolishness, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord, will, Father God, just continue, Father God, to just unction him in the right direction, Father God. You already know the plan, oh God. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will pour out your plan into his spirit. Pour out your plan into his mind. Pour out your plan, oh God, hallelujah, into his politicking. Pour out your plan into every policy that's being endorsed through the White House. Pour out your plan, God. Have mercy on the poor. Have mercy on the less fit. Have mercy on the less fortunate, God. You said the poor we will always have with us. So, Lord, let the policies, the governing policies, oh God, be merciful towards those in need. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing on this prayer line. Continue to bless. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're going to open the prayer line.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you press 1 on your phone, We will pray with you, pray for you. If there's a testimony on the line tonight, we thank God. As you may never know what people are going through, we thank God for every caller. Thank God for everyone on the prayer line tonight. Maybe you have something that would encourage somebody tonight if you have a testimony. But we're going to start taking these calls. We will get to every caller tonight. Take this first caller, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. Yes. This is coming from the area code of 404. We thank God for you this evening. 404.
Hello?
Yes, hello? We can hear you. Bless you. Yes,
hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey.
This is Brother Jerome.
We're doing well.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to thank God tonight for the prayer that you prayed, Pastor, because truly it touched my situation. You know, even though it was a prayer, the word fitly spoken, when we was praying for business and praying for dreams and all those things of that nature, you know, God will never leave you or forsake you. And people have been telling me, I got your back, you know, my sons and people and stuff. I'm trying to start my little business. But it seems like everybody is abandoning me. But it's a blessing to know that there's one that don't never leave me or forsake me. He's always there. And he bring me comfort in the midst of my pain, if you can understand what I'm saying. I know you understand, Pastor, but I'm blessed. And I thank God, as I said before, and I said a million times, that there was a man I used to know. I thank God that I don't know that man no more, because there was a time I would have gave up and lost hope. But the hope that I have in Christ today, I'm proud to say that I am a child of God, and that I know he'll never give up on me, and I have no earthly reason whatsoever to give up on him. So your prayer is going to touch my situation. And I bless the name of God, hallelujah, that you prayed that prayer, because it touched my heart and it let me know that God is still on the throne. He's the Most High, El Elyon. And there's nothing that get passes him. You know, people do you wrong and we get flustered and frustrated, but at the end of the day, I know that God's going to make everything all right. It's going to be all right by and by. But he's teaching me, you know. He's teaching me that my dependence is on him and that he is the source and not the resource. So I'm just grateful and I thank y'all. I don't want to take up too much time, but I really, truly thank you for that prayer.
Well, to God be the glory. We thank God. We're just going to pray before we release you real quick.
Yes.
And we thank God, as you said, sometimes he gives us something in our heart and we have to go after it. And as you said, you have a new renewed energy and a new desire, a new passion. Sometimes people will disappoint us, and life itself throw enough at us, but we're going to pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak total success over your son right now.
Yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus, he is ambitious, God. He has a determination to do what he has placed in his heart to do, Lord. We know that you will fulfill the desires of his heart, because he said he's going to delight himself in you. Now, God, give him ideas, give him a strategy, give him wisdom, Father God, beyond his years. Let him know who to talk to, where to turn, what to implement, and what to do, if anything differently, God. Show him in the name of Jesus, and whatever his effort is, you say you're going to of his hands.
Yes.
So God bless the works of his hands. He has a dream. He has a desire. And God, I believe that you're going to breathe on it and that you're going to bless it. And what God has for you, I know God is going to perform it. So God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we call him successful, we call him victorious, and we call him a winner in every area of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we believe that a testimony is going to come forth about how you did accomplish in certain achievements. We believe in by faith that God is going to allow you to be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And God bless you, brother. As Pastor was praying for you, I just heard God say that your declaration is your prophecy. your declaration is your prophecy. God says you shall have what you say. And even as you continue to delight yourself in him, as you continue to declare victory in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Most High God, knowing that he is your source and not your resource, God said even as you spoke those words, you spoke your victory into existence. So God says everything that you speak, everything that you say, you shall have what you say. So you're on the right path. Continue. You will be disappointed by people, but God says keep loving them and keep moving forward. Because where he's taking you, they're only going to be able to look back in amazement and say, well, how did he get all of that, what God has given him, when I let him down? God is going to do it. God's going to do it for you because you delight yourself in him and because you're called by his name. So God bless you, and go ahead and pursue that dream. Pursue it, because success is yours.
God bless you. God bless you. Continue to listen in the name of Jesus.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. We're going to take these callers. We see these hands raised. And just be patient with us. We will get to these callers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. This one is coming from the area of Coda 813 tonight. God bless you tonight, 813.
Pastor Anthony, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
Okay.
Sister Miriam, correct?
I wasn't sure if the 813 was Ariella or me, so that's why. In the name of Jesus, you know, God is so amazing, okay, that I have to tell you that my daughter went to church, Ariella went to church, my daughter's husband went to church, Alex, on Sunday, and AJ. And they just loved going to church, and God drew them near. They had prayer. They went up front for prayer. And I'm praising the Lord today for this beautiful manifestation of his word, for his truth, because God is not a liar. And I felt it in my spirit that they would come, and God has made this happen, and I praise him today for that. And I also I want to ask for prayer for more for prosperity in their and to help for the Lord to give them to help them in their business, to continue on with their business, that the Lord will bring lots of people to their business. And God, I know God can do all kinds of things. And I just know that, you know, I just feel it in my spirit that it's going to be, everything's going to be fine. So sometimes the Lord draws us near for, you know, in certain ways, because I think he wants us to respond to him. So,
yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, that's a powerful testimony that your daughter and Ariella's dad and mom and Ariella and all, I think you said David, that's
AJ.
AJ and
Alejandro. Yeah, the youngest son, 12.
Amen. So the whole family went to church. That is a powerful testimony of God's word coming to pass. Let us pray. Father God, we just praise you and we magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy of our praise, God. We praise you. We glorify your name. To you belong all of the glory. Lord, you are not a man that you should lie. And we thank you for our sister Miriam, oh God, coming forth with the testimony, God. She came back with the testimony of your glory, oh God, and of your word being fulfilled in the life of her family, God. So, Lord, we thank you for Ariella. We thank you for her family, her parents, her brother. We thank you for AJ, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all of Miriam's children, God. And, Lord, we thank you for this particular family, God. We pray for prosperity in their business, God. We pray that they will prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper, as you wrote in your word, according to 3 John 2, oh God, that everything that they touch, according to Psalm, would prosper, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. God. And we glorify your name. Continue to draw them nearer to you, God. Continue,
yes,
Father God, to let them know you, God. To know you, God. Let them know you, Father God, in the forgiveness,
yes,
of their sins. Let them know you in,
yes,
relationship. Let them know you, oh God, in your, the fellowship, mm-hmm, of your suffering and the power of your resurrection, God. Let them,
yes,
know,
yes,
you, God. Let them have a relationship with you, oh God, that will be unbreakable. So, Lord, we just thank,
amen,
you. We praise you for the family. Continue to bless them. Give them more customers,
thank
more
you,
clientele coming to their,
yes,
business. Utilizing their services, oh God. Lord, we thank you for just a supernatural breakthrough, a supernatural overflow in their business,
yes,
oh God.
Yes.
Show them yourself like never before and continue to,
yes,
bless Sister Mary and bless the rest of her family, God. Bless the rest of,
yes,
her children and her grandchildren, God. And we know you are able. We know, God, we thank you for this,
yes,
little sprinkling. We thank you for this sprinkling of rain, God, that you're allowing to,
yes,
pour out on Sister Miriam and her family, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the abundance of rain that's yet to come, God. And so, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor.
Thank you.
And we give you,
yes,
praise. And we thank you for our sister. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for Ariella. Thank you for her family, God. In Jesus'
thank
name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Well, we,
amen,
thank you for that,
thank
that crazy point. You, I'm sure you encourage somebody's heart today,
yes,
because it's nothing like family knowing the same God and serving the same Jesus. And that's,
yes,
a lot of your family members are going to church on Sunday, and we're praising God with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you,
you're
both.
Welcome.
And I want to just say, Lord, I thank you for these two people of God, Father. I thank you, Father God, for their work, for everything, God, that they are doing, Lord God, even through the phone, oh, Father God, taking their time to even be on prayer line and also be teaching and also be involved in their church. Lord, give them strength, Lord Father God. Take care of them from head to toe, Father God. I spent a send a special hug to them, oh Father, from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. That touched our heart. Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayer. Amen.
Love you. Thank you.
We love you too. We love you. And thank you so much for praying for us. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Know what
thank
that means.
You. Thank you for this. Thank you.
Okay. It's nothing like family,
yes,
I tell you.
Yeah.
Pastor Rebecca, some of her family came to our service, my family. It's just a beautiful thing when you see family worshiping God in the name of Jesus. 678, God bless you. 678, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. First, I do have a testimony from the last time that you prayed for me that I was really feeling really bad for a bag that I had carried. That was like 2 weeks ago. My back has gotten a little better, so thank God that my back is feeling a whole lot better, even though I have pain, but it wasn't the same pain that I had at the time that you guys prayed for me. I had other plans today to stay home and just go on the prayer line, but there's a change of plan. I wanted to make sure that I got on the line before I prayed. I mean, before I left. And I do have a song, and I wanted to sing it instrumental, but I couldn't find it because I was in a rush. But I'm going to sing it anyway, and I'm going to sing it along with Donnie McGurkin. And, you know, he sings better than me. So, but I've had this song in my heart this whole week, and you know what? I really need God. I need God every single second, every minute, every day, every week, every single day of my life. I will always need God. And I know that he will always be there for me. He will answer all of my prayers with due time. But let me sing this song, a little bit of this song that has really been on my heart this whole week. Hold on a second. Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can see. Lord, what would I do with life Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know, 'cause I feel again, Lord, I feel so sure, so sure. You know my inner from the start. You know my heart. I need you. Where would I go without your hand holding me? How could I live without you? I could not see. What would I do in life? And where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know, I fail again. You know my name from the start. You know my heart. I need you. I need you. I need you. Yes, Lord, I need you, Lord. I need you every single day of my life, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessings. Thank you, Jesus, for everyone on this prayer line. Bless everyone on this prayer line. Bless Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Bless their family. And thank you, so, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for your love for all of us, Jesus. We owe you so much, dear Lord. All praise and glory belongs to you, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want prayers, whatever lays on your heart. But you know, Pastor Rebecca, I'm really praying hard for this, the approval of the benefits that I'm waiting for, the disability benefit. And I really want prayer for that because I know that it's up to God and it's His will. I just want to pray for that. I would like for you to pray for me for that.
Amen. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as the word was declared tonight, we know that your angel has already gone ahead of her. You've already, Father God, in the name of Jesus, destined her to be in a certain place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing even this thing that's pending in her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, she is asking for your favor. She is asking for your blessing. We know that your grace and your mercy is sufficient even for yet this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now she said she needs you.
Yes,
and God, meet every need in the name of Jesus, every emotional need, every financial need, every spiritual need, every mental need, whatever it is, Father God, whatever she stands in the need of, we know that you are sufficient. So, God, I thank you that in her weaknesses, your strength is made perfect. Now, God, continue to bless, shower her and her son with blessings, bless her home, bless her going in and her coming out in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you that you have already done it, that you have already, Father God, shown her your hand in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, manifest the miracle that she needs. Produce, Father God, the outcome that she is desiring in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say it is done as we touch and agree with our sister on tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Anthony. God bless you both. I love you both.
Bless you. Thanks for that song. Amen.
What a blessed song. Amen. We do need him. That's the number two song in the nation, actually. It is the number two song in the nation, and it is a blessing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We're going to take another caller tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
813.
God bless you tonight. 813.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, we can hear you. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to pray for someone that we work with, and her name is Jody, but her dad has cancer, and I want her dad to get well.
Okay, Jody's dad has cancer, and we want to pray for him. Is there anyone else that you want to pray for?
Because my sister Erica, she drives a lot to do Uber Eats.
Erica, she drives Uber?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to be safe while she's driving.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, let's pray for
Erica.
And all my family.
And Jody's dad and your family. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for Ariella, God. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, hallelujah for her friend Jody, oh God, and for Jody's dad, oh God, who has been diagnosed with cancer, oh God. Lord, we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, our healer. We know that you are able to heal all things, oh God. And Father God, we are praying for healing right now, Father God, from this thing called cancer, oh God. We know that there's nothing too big for you. There's nothing too big for you to do. There's nothing too hard for you, God. So we pray, Father God, that you will heal Jody's dad, take away the cancer, take away the pain, God. Make him well again. Make him whole, God. Bring him, Father God, total healing in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are able to do this. Keep Jody and her family, Father God. Let them have the faith to believe that you are able to heal. And Lord, we just pray for manifested healing, that you will heal Jody's dad, Father God, that you will take away the cancer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for Erica right now, God, as Erica is out driving Uber, oh God. We pray that you will keep Erica safe, God. Yes. Give her safety on the roads, on the highways, Father God, on the roadways, on the streets, as she drives, oh God. Keep her safe, God. Let only the right people get in her car. Lord, we say that don't let any of the wrong people get in her car, but Lord, let only the right people get in her car, God, and keep her safe even as she's driving. Let her not have any accidents. Keep her safe on the highways. Keep her safe as she drives through the cities. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you allow her to make the money that she needs to make, oh God, to pay her bills or to do whatever it is that she needs to do, Father God, pertaining to this job. So, Lord, we thank you for Erica, and we thank you for her life. Put angels around Erica and her vehicle, oh God, and let your angels be around her to keep her protected and to keep her safe. And, Lord, we pray for Ariella right now. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to bless Ariella. Bless this little angel, oh God. Keep her safe, oh God, as she goes back and forth to school, God. Give her her mind so that she can remember her lessons, oh God. Let her get good grades in school. Let her have a lot of friends and no enemies, God. In the name of Jesus, keep her focused, oh God. Let the greatness that's on the inside of her come forth in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you for Ariella and her family, God, that you will bless her whole family. Continue to keep her dad safe on the road while he drives. Continue to keep her mom safe. Keep all of her siblings safe. And, Lord, we just thank you for Ariella and for her family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Ariella, you know what God told me while I was praying for you? God told me greatness is on the inside of Ariella. There's greatness on the inside of you. And there are some things that God is going to do through you as you grow up, that you're going to grow up and you're going to do great things, and God is going to get the glory in your life. So you're going to be able to achieve some things that people are going to be amazed at. So you just continue to seek God. Keep coming to the prayer line. Keep going to church with grandma and your mom if they go. And just keep believing God that he's going to do something great on it, in your life, and that you're going to do some great things in your lifetime. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so God bless you. God bless you.
You too.
Okay. Talk to you next time.
Okay.
We're going to take another course. She's so precious.
Yes, to God be the
glory.
God's
going to do some great things. He showed me
sweet
that.
Young lady.
Like a young Joseph, that God's going to do some great things in her life.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to take another caller. Area code 973.
973, God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Carmen. I wasn't going to call Pastor Rebecca, because I've been bothering you all week, and you've been so gracious and so wonderful to me, helping me pray and giving me hope. And I thank God for you and Pastor Anthony, because you guys are always there when we need you for whatever, and especially for prayer. You're always ready to pray, and your prayers reach God's ears. And I just want to give an encouragement to somebody else, because I'm not going to go into details, but Pastor Rebecca, you know what I've been going through. And yeah. I was, you know, when we go through something, we have to remember to believe and trust in God. And a lot of times the devil is a liar, and he puts desperation, he puts fear, and he puts sometimes making us a little bit of unbelief, you know. And that's what he does. And I was praying. I had a situation. I was praying. My heart was being torn in million pieces. I wanted to please somebody, but I just couldn't. It was something in me that wouldn't let me. And I was telling God, I was stressing out and everything. And I really shouldn't have, because I know that God always listens and takes care of me, but I was stressing, and I asked God to forgive me, because I should have had more faith and I should have known that He was gonna pull through for me. And I stressed out like almost for 1 week, and I thought the situation wouldn't turn around, but out of nowhere, God just shifted everything, and he just opened and closed doors that he opened doors that needed to be opened and closed doors that needed to be closed. And out of nowhere, So I just want to encourage people and tell them, when you go through something, don't let the devil put fear and stress and all that in your life, because God is working on your behalf. And just because you don't see something right away, he will answer you. He is not deaf. He's not dead. He's alive. He hears us. And he will come through for us. And he will do whatever he has to do. He will shift things around. And sometimes we think the shifting will never happen, or sometimes we think the shifting is wrong, but God knows what he's doing. And so I just got to tell people, just believe in God and have faith and put it in his hands, and don't worry so much, because he will come through in God's timing. He will come through, and you will see God's glory, and you will see God's answer. And I praise God because he is great, and he is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
And I thank God because he has done so many things in my life before, big things, and I should have just believed in him. But anyway, he still forgave me. He gave me the answer. He has given me peace. Like I said, God is great. And Pastor Anthony and Rebecca, you know, you are people of God. You live for God. And you know what? You are great prophets, because God speaks. And when God speaks through you, whatever you say, you will see it. Whether you see it, whether it takes time or not, it will come to be. And you prophesied to me, you prophesied to my daughter, and you know what? The 2 days later, you said there was going to be a shift, and God started shifting around, and I didn't know what God was doing, and I was frustrated, and like I said, my heart was breaking in a million pieces, but he knows what he was doing, and at the end, he gave me peace. And I thank God.
Wow.
He deserves all the praise and honor, because he is an awesome God. He does hear our prayers, and he always does things perfectly. So people, please don't lose faith. Keep praying. Believe in God. He knows what he's doing. Try not to worry. Try not to let the devil get the best of you and put fear and stress in your life, because that does nothing. But just know that he is listening, and he will answer. And when he comes, he answered me in a way, in a week. He gave me the answer, and it blew my mind, because it took me by surprise. So I just want to say that you just have to learn how to trust God and believe in God, because he will do what he needs to do. He will do what he will always turn things around for our good.
Yes.
So I thank God. I give him all the praise and honor. And Pastor Anthony and Rebecca, I love you guys, because like I said, you know, you're always there for us, and you never ask for anything. And I appreciate you guys more than you could ever know. And I trust you guys, and I look up to you, because you're godly people. You live for God. I see you every Sunday, and I see the kind of life that you live, and I see that you are beautiful, loving people who love people and who also love God, and I am proud for you guys to be my pastors, and I love you guys. Hey. God bless you, give you wisdom, give you blessings overflowing from heaven, give you health, and give you the strength and the wisdom to continue in the ministry that God has put in your hearts, and which you are doing such a good job. And for that, I commend you, and I say thank you, and I love you guys.
Wow. Amen. Well, praise God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We love you, too. And we are just, oh, my God, so blessed to have you on Sundays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, that God is just using you to encourage our hearts and to just be a blessing to the ministry, to the church. And we thank God for you. And I tell you, I thank God for that testimony. You have encouraged some people's hearts on today. Sometimes it's hard.
we're right after the Resurrection Sunday. Remember, Jesus was in the garden. Come on. Jesus was there saying, Lord, I don't want it to go down like you told me it's going to go down. Take it away from me. Change it. Turn it around. Whatever you have to do. But then he finally said, not my will. Not my will, but let your will be done. And so it's okay for us to go to God and, you know, and just try to, you know, not have to go through some of the stuff that we really don't want to go through, because sometimes it's hard believing God. But you said the key words, just believe God, trust him and believe him and know that he's working on our behalf. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the testimony. It's working out for everybody, and we just thank God for that. So let us pray.
Right.
Let's pray. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You're worthy, Lord. We thank you for the testimony that just came forth, that your word came quickly, Lord. We came quickly back to our sister Yvette and our sister Carmen. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you, Lord, for the shift. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for all you're doing in their relationship. We thank you, Lord, for your word not coming back void. We praise you, oh God, and we worship you, and we magnify your name. So, Lord, continue to have your way in these precious lives, oh God. Continue to have your way in Sister Carmen's life, God. And her family, God, you've spoken the word over her family. Continue to bless her family, her whole family, all of her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Lord, give this woman of God the desires of her heart. Lord, she is faithful, oh God, and she's obedient. She, Father God, she's willing and obedient. Continue to bless her. You said she would see, Father God, hallelujah, your glory. She would see, Father God, she just believed, oh God, that she would see the glory of the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in her life. Thank you for the testimony that you bring forth out of her belly. Thank you for the praises that are coming forth, oh God, Father God, out of her mouth, oh God. Continue to use her mightily in the church, oh God, that she, Father God, serves as the Aaron and the earth to hold up the arms of her pastors, Father God. Continue to use her mightily, God, even in her ministry, Father God. She, Father God, just so abundantly into, Father God, the church, God. We just thank you, to her pastor, that she spoils her pastor. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this woman of God and that she always has her leaders on her mind. So, Lord, bless her. And bless her indeed. Lord, I speak peace over her household. I speak blessings over her household. We speak blessings over her granddaughter. We pray for Jay right now, even as she's in the week of finals. We pray, Father God, for a supernatural release, Father God, of everything that Jay has studied, even as she sits down for her test this week, oh God, that you will bring all of the material to her remembrance, everything that she has studied, God, that you will bring it to the forefront of her mind, oh God, and that she will not lack anything, and that she will not be afraid, but she will be courageous in her test taking. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we bless you, oh God, that she will pass her finals. We ask, Father God, for blessings upon each and every test, that she will pass each and every test, oh God, and that she will go forth, Father God, to do all that you have called her to do as she pursues her nursing career. So we thank you, Lord, that she will be a nurse, and she will be a great nurse, oh God. So we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. Bless Sister Carmen's marriage, bless her husband, bless her entire household, bless her property, bless her finances, bless her, and bless her indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, we thank God for you. What a wonderful testimony. Yes.
Pastor Rebecca, whatever I do for you guys, I do straight from my heart. It comes straight from my heart. It comes out of a lot of love. And also, I spoke word into Jay because, you know, she's going through the finals and everything, and I told her, Jay, you know, God is not a liar. God said that you will become a nurse and you're going to be a great nurse. I said, you just have to believe in God, and you have to believe a little bit more in yourself. I said, because
yeah.
I know, I've been encouraging her. I said, you could do it. I have faith in you, and I have faith in God. And the word, the prophecy that they've spoken over your life, is not going to be void. It's going to come to pass. I told her, Jay, you will be a great nurse. You will have a big title in the hospital because that was prophesied, and I believe it. And so, yes. Jesus, you know, I give her encouragement. You know, I have to speak the word to her because sometimes she gets frustrated. I said, Jay, this will all come to pass. This is not going to be forever. You know, so I speak the word. I always remind her the prophecies that you have, you know, prophesied on her life. And I know that she will be fine. It's hard because medicine is not, it's not easy. The body is complicated, but I know that she could do it. I know
Amen.
That she could. With God's help, she will do it. With God's help, she will do it.
Yes, God she will. And
in her profession. This is not what she wanted. She wanted to be a psychologist, and God shifted everything and put her in nursing. So
wow.
That's what
wow.
He wants her. Because he shifted her to nursing. I know that he's gonna follow through, and she will be a great nurse, and I will be proud of her.
Amen. Well, we are proud of her because she's doing it. Our young people are there in college. They're pursuing their goals, and they're doing it. And we are just so proud of her and all of our young people. And we're going to continue to be the hands in the middle of their back, pushing them into destiny. And also through prayer, we're going to continue to be there to support her and the rest of the young people at New Creation. We're just so proud of her.
Thank you. Thank you for always praying for us and keeping her in your prayers. And just thank you for always being there. I really thank you from the bottom of my heart, because if I didn't have you, I think I would be lost. So I thank God for you guys.
Amen. God is faithful. To God be the glory. He's faithful. As much as we want to, we thank God for you, Sister Carmen. We just thank God for you. God bless you. We love you.
Yeah, I love you too. God bless you.
Amen. Love.
Praise God.
And thank you for the goodies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean,
all the Easter goodies. We're going to take another caller.
I think we have one more caller.
Okay, one more caller.
One more call. I think we have one more call. I see
yes.
One more hand raised.
Okay, we'll take this caller.
Area code 832.
Yes, 832. You're on the air. God bless.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. Hello, I am so sorry I missed your webinar. I was so disappointed I couldn't get to a phone or to the internet. And I was like, this where I'm at is not what I want to be doing. I want to be on the webinar.
Amen. I will be having one more, so I'll keep you posted of that. And Elaine is talking about the webinar for writing, publishing, and marketing your book. For those of you who have a book in you, if you fill out the form on my website at RebeccaEastSimmons.com, you can be a part of my next webinar, which will be scheduled, I guess, in the evening. The evening seems to work better for people. So probably we're probably going to do a Friday evening or a Saturday during the noon time, but I'll be announcing that tomorrow. So don't go to the website today. Just wait until tomorrow, and we'll be announcing the date and the time.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I just wanted what the Lord will speak. There's some things of prayers up to Him. Just want to hear from the Lord.
Amen. Let's let that be for the Lord. Father, we thank you for your daughter tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you for the blessings of the Lord are rich and add no sorrow to her life. I thank you, hallelujah, that the scripture will be fulfilled in her life, that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her.
Yes.
Now, God, continue to anoint her, continue to build her up spiritually. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the love that you have for her in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
now allow all things to work together for her good.
Yes, God.
Every experience, Father God, every disappointment, every discouraging moment, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will
turn it around and make it work for her good in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, as we go into this new season, that you have new blessings stored up for her, that you have new ventures, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she will walk in. Order the steps of her feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless, hallelujah, her going in and her coming out. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your open doors.
Yes.
We thank you for every opportunity that you have already made available to her. Now, God, give her everything that she needs to maximize the moment. Give her, in the name of Jesus, the giftings and stir up. I see God just stirring up something. You already have the gifts, the talents, and the abilities, but God is stirring the pot. And as he stirs it up, God is going to get the glory out of whatever he is going to do in this season in your life. So, Lord, I thank you for the blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. God is going to allow you, amen, to maximize some things in this season in your life. You are actually going to see the blessings of God, and you're going to point to glory, because you're going to say, can't nobody but God give me this opportunity or allow things to go down like they're going down. And God is going to ask you to just give him the praise. That's all he wants in return, for you to praise him and you to worship him. Amen?
My God.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you. And we're looking for some of those testimonies to come back.
My God.
Because when God blesses, nobody can do nothing about it.
That's right. Yes, thank
God
you.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Wow.
God shows she's gifted in different areas, in many areas, but God is going to give her those opportunities to maximize the moment, meaning this season.
Yeah.
God be the glory.
Yeah, and that's what I saw when you were talking, Pastor, about the stirring up of the gifts.
Amen.
That there was a stirring up, and it was a whole bunch of bright colors that God was put. They were magnificent colors, and God said that symbolizes his glory.
Yes.
That his glory is getting ready to be revealed in her life.
Amen.
What he has put on the inside of her.
Yes.
So God is getting ready to bring that forth, amen, for his glory.
This season.
There's a stirring, and there's a pulling. There's almost a pulling that's taking place where everything is being pulled from the inside of her.
Amen.
But God has a rope attached.
He's stirring the pot.
This gift that he's put on the inside.
Praise
so that
God.
Is powerful. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. We're going to take this call, area code 270. Area code 270.
Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God.
Praise
thank God.
The Lord.
Hey, I am jacked up on Jesus right now.
All right.
And I just thank God for giving me an opportunity. And I really, it touched me when I, Jerome come on, and yesterday I was just talking to the Lord, and I was wondering why, you know, a lot of people, they experience church hurt, and I wonder why, you know, people, they pour their heart out to have a relationship with Christ, and they end up hurting church. So I thought about the way Brother Jerome was talking about starting a business, and it, you know, the Holy Spirit directed me yesterday to the resurrection story of Jesus, how his disciples, the 11 that was left, how they fled and left him. But then when God raised him from the dead and he showed himself to Mary, he told them, he said, tell my brothers, talking about his disciples, meet me in Galilee. So Jesus looked at that, them fleeing from him as a positive. So the enemy will try to use the ones that you know love you against you. And I was just sitting there and I've been gleaming off what God is allowing y'all to do. And y'all don't know that God has taken you and Pastor Anthony to another spiritual realm. God is about to open up a window and pour y'all out a blessing that y'all don't even know how to start to receive. Last week you was on this prayer line, Pastor Anthony. You were preaching and teaching. And some weekends my wife would get the phone and she'll show me different services that y'all have. And I see this tall guy, it looks like you're about 7 feet tall, and there's a light around you as God uses you to minister the word. And it ain't Pastor Anthony ministering the word. It's the Holy Spirit in him ministering the unadulterated word of God. And I just love last week asking me the first time I heard Pastor Rebecca say it, and Pastor Anthony said, come here, I don't know the scripture, but tell me where it's at. When Jesus told Herod, tell that fox in the book of Luke. And that right there just quickened me. And I love the thought of that. But last Tuesday as you were preaching, and again today is the same thing. You know, in the Old Testament, when God revealed himself to the Israelites with a rainbow?
Yeah.
Last Tuesday, you was on this prayer line, and you were praying, and I'm driving down the road in this mist and rain, and I see a rainbow. And I'm like, wow. In the night, again, I'm going in a different interstate, a different direction. You go to preaching, you go to praying again, and I see another rainbow.
Jesus.
And I'm like, God, you are awesome. I've been sitting here not saying a thing, just gleaming on what God is doing with y'all. And what amazes me most about the both of y'all, how real y'all are. Pastor Anthony, you don't mind giving a testimony of the way you were in the world. Because I know how you are in the spirit.
Yes.
I know how you are in the spirit. Everybody on this prayer line, remember one thing. God looks at our faith, and man looks at our works. And a lot of times, people that are connected to Christ go through things, and people in the world look at it and say, how can this man be a man of Christ or lady of Christ connected to the Most High, and they're going through what they're going through? But remember Joseph in the pit. God used that to build his character because Joseph was immature when he revealed the dream that God gave to him, to his brothers, and to his dad. He was immature. So God allowed him to be in that pit to build his character. And everywhere Joseph went, God gave him favor. God gave Joseph favor wherever Joseph went. And a lot of times, the world will look at us to say, why ain't he prospering? He's a Christian. But remember one thing. The spiritual realm reveals the truth. It ain't what it looked like. We're not looking at what the natural holds. We're seeing it from the spirit. And I love the way you said it last week with the Shunammite woman. When Elijah promised God was going to bless her with a baby in a year's time. And I love the way her response was, it is well. Whatever trials and tribulation you are going through, remember it as well. A couple of weeks ago, I had the IRS sending me letters saying I owe them $19,000 for state taxes. And as I sit here and I prayed, I said, God, I'm tired of this. He said, if you trust and believe me, I will resolve this for you. And I thought about when Pastor Anthony read that scripture about Elijah and the Shunammite woman, I said, it is well. A couple of days later, God resolved this for me. He resolved this for me because he told me the Spirit said, trust and believe, and I will resolve this for you. So that point on, I went to releasing it from my mouth. It is well. It is well. It is well. And like I said, I love what God is doing with you two because y'all zeal and y'all love for God and the people of God. Because y'all are chosen vessels that God has allowed to use and gave his honor to get his glory through. And everything y'all do, y'all are counted and give God the glory and the honor for. And I just thank God for the last caller saying, I know y'all life. I don't know y'all in the natural, but I know y'all in the spiritual realm. And I thank God for y'all just being realist about where God brought y'all from. How you used to be, that old man that you don't know anymore, like Minister Jerome said. And just remember, God is going to bless you because of y'all's sacrifice that y'all make for him each and every day, each and every Tuesday, each and every Wednesday, each and every Sunday. God has taken y'all to another spiritual realm. God has empowered y'all with his spirit in you. You walk by a situation, don't open your mouth and it's changed because of the power of the Holy Ghost dwelling in you. Just walk by a crisis and it changed because of the presence of God ruling and reigning in you. Because of y'all being faithful, because of y'all love for the kingdom, because of y'all zeal. Y'all was adopted into this royal priesthood. And we know we all are joint heirs with Jesus. And God is going to bless y'all mightily. And I have a seed. It's been on my heart to sow. And the Holy Spirit won't let me live it down this weekend. We got to plant a seed. And my wife always saying we got to get to New Jersey. She showed me Pastor Anthony on the phone preaching, and it's you got a halo So you're an angel. There's a light shines around you as you minister the unadulterated word of God. And then you got a woman of God, which she is one with you. She always had her rope-a-dope. And remember, she said, you tell that fox. Jesus wasn't talking to Herod. He was talking to Satan when he said, you tell
that fox. That's right.
He wasn't talking to Herod because he already knew it's not flesh and blood that we're fighting against. He said, you tell that fox. Today I'll be the healing and delivering. Tomorrow I'll be doing the same thing. And ain't nothing you're going to say or do to discontinue what God is using me to do. Right here in the natural. Because y'all have heaven right here in the natural. You don't have to wait to go into judgment, to go into the heavenly realm. God is blessing you to have heaven right here on earth.
Jesus.
The windows of heaven are open, and he's pouring out blessings. And what really touched me was that little girl. She's beautiful, Ariella.
Yeah.
I don't know how old she is, but that age, she is panting as a deer pants for water. She's panting for the Most High at that age of eight.
My God.
And Jesus said, let the little kids come to me. And that little girl in the sincerity in her heart. That little girl is panting for Jesus. And whoever her mother and grandmother is, they are raising her up in the manner that she should go. And when she's old, she won't depart from it. And I just tell you, like I said, I just been sitting back gleaming. I'm like Elisha, not Pastor Anthony. Give me a double portion of that what you got. I want a double portion of whatever God done gave you. Give me a double anointing.
Jesus,
and if I was there in the natural, I'd be following you around like Elijah was following Elisha. Elisha was following Elijah. I'd be following you around wanting a double portion
or whatever that is you got.
That's just like David. When he sinned against God, the man wanted to give him a field to give God. And David said, whatever I sacrifice to the king, it's going to cost me something. So I got a seed that my wife and I got to plant because I can't hold it. You don't receive nothing with your hands closed. I got a seed that I got to plant because the Holy Spirit is weighing hard on my heart. I got to, and I know y'all don't coerce nobody to give money because y'all got faith in God to supply what God knows y'all need for y'all ministry to continue on. And he's going to continue to bless y'all in all of abundance. And I thank God for both of y'all having a pastoral anointing. You got a pastor's heart, Pastor Anthony, just like that prodigal son's dad. It ain't all about the son. It's all about the father, the way he opened his arms when he came back.
Yeah.
Because I know y'all have people come to church, leave and come back, and the door and y'all arms are open. It's the Father that I'm looking at, not the Son coming back. I'm looking at the Father having open arms, killing the fat calf, giving the fine robe to put on him, putting the ring on his finger. That's what I'm looking at. That's the kind of heart that God has given you and Pastor Rebecca. And I can go on and on and on. On and on and on. And I thank Sister Carmen and Sister Maria for giving me this number. And I just thank God for blessing us on Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Amen.
Because I wake up on Tuesday saying the prayer line tonight, the same thing on Wednesday. Because I understand how much God has allowed us to grow just for being under the teaching. And y'all are teaching the true, unadulterated word of God. It is not uncut. It is not unsifted. Because you know in the book of Revelation, it said, if you add to this word or take from it, you shall be cursed.
That's right.
But y'all letting the Holy Spirit minister that word. And there's power in that word. Faith comes by hearing, and that by hearing the word of God. And like you said last week with the testimony, the way we get to know God is to read his word to get to know him. That's how we trust him.
Come on.
And you, if you're a Christian, you got to study the word to get to know who you're trusting in. And those disciples didn't only flee. When he came back, Jesus came back, they doubted him. Called him Thomas, doubting Thomas.
That's right.
So I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to share with y'all. And if I don't say anything, remember I am gleaming. And I am rejoicing on the matter that God used you and your wife in. And I just thank God for choosing y'all and giving y'all that pastoral anointing. And I'm telling you, it's great things that he's already prepared for y'all. He got a destiny that he's carrying y'all through that's going to blow your mind.
My God.
Every time you got a light shining around you, it's something
Hallelujah.
And you already know this. You already know this. And I just thank God that y'all continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And I thank God for we're overcome by the testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And I thank God for each and every testimony that comes on the line. I thank God for the songs that Sister Maria prays, because God has anointed her vocal cords to sing. She just had a joy in her heart to praise God.
Yes,
so I thank
yes.
God for this Tuesday night prayer line. I'm sorry that I prolonged the time, but I just had to release what the Holy Spirit had in my heart. And I love y'all, and I thank God for using y'all in the manner that he does. Continue to pray for my wife and my family.
Amen.
Well, we're going to pray before we let you go, but no apology needed for taking up the time, because we were so happy, elated to hear from you.
Yes.
And we thank God, amen, just for your encouragement and your prophecy over not just our personal lives, but the church and the local ministry.
Yes, God.
And all we try to do is what God allows us to do. And that transparency is amazing. God is speaking to me directly. You're the third man this week. Talking about me specifically, saying, Pastor Anthony, you just keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for that opportunity.
Yeah.
The transparency that Pastor Rebecca and I share is only the unction of God's Spirit. So we thank God that you're part of this prayer line, you and Sister Gail and your family. And we thank God that you came on the air tonight.
Yes.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Minister
yes.
Jamal. We thank you in the name of Jesus for his wife, Gail.
Yes.
We thank you for their children and their grandchildren.
Yes.
Father God, I thank you for your sitting on the road tonight. You sent your angel ahead of him. You sent your angel ahead of her to prepare a place that you have prepared for them already.
Yes.
Now, God, I thank you for the protection. I thank you for their provision. I thank you for their prosperity in every area of life. Use them mightily, God, to bring your name glory. They are geographically not in this New Jersey area, but, Father God, they are like-spirited. They are like-minded. They are part of that remnant that you say yet remain in the earth realm in the name of Koro Oshata, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for his, Father God, his life. I thank you that he's a student of your word. I thank you that the word will be manifested in his life all the days of his life in the name of Jesus. Thank you for him covering his wife. Thank you for him covering his family. I thank you in the name of Jesus for the anointing that rests upon this man of God, the prophetic word that you have in his mouth. None of his words shall fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. As he minister, let him minister with authority and power.
Yes,
as he, Father God, share, let him win souls to Christ in the name of Jesus. As he's out there working for his family, I thank you for blessing the works of his hand in the name of Jesus. Use him and his wife, God, in the mighty way to glorify your name. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man of God, we thank God for you, my wife. Wife and I love you and your family. We thank God for you in the name of Jesus. And we say amen.
Amen.
Hopefully he can get back in.
No one can get back in.
Well, no one can get back in, but he'll hit our archives later.
Yeah.
But we thank God for Minister Jamal. We haven't heard from him in a while, but he fed led the call in tonight. And we thank God that he called in in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that was our final call.
Yes, we did have another call waiting, but they dropped also. People, the calls are going to begin to drop because it's after 9 o'clock. So we thank God for each and every person that stayed to the end. Those of you who are hanging on, who were able to stay to the end. I see my mom is here. We pray for Mother May. Lord, we thank you for Mother May. We thank you for her life, God. Thank you for her children. Lord, continue to bless her and everything that she puts her hand to. Give her peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for manifesting, Father God, blessings upon her life and her latter years, oh God. Mother May, God says your latter years shall be greater. God's going to continue to give you more peace. He's bringing all of your children into the kingdom. God says you're going to be able to rest, Father God, without worrying. And the name of Jesus, God says he has everything under
control, so let not your heart be troubled. So, Lord, I just thank you for my mother who's a praiser. She always has a praise on her lips. Continue to bless her and keep her and her sisters. I pray for each and every one of her sisters. Keep her mind, God. Keep my mother's mind. I bind up Alzheimer's. I bind up dementia. I declare and decree that she will have a sound mind for the rest of the days of her life. I put a hedge of protection around her mind in the name of Jesus. And I pray for her sisters, Aunt Josephina and Laura, that you would heal them, that you would deliver them, set them free. I bind up Satan off of their lives and declare and decree that he has no victory in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I thank you for Sister Rita. We thank you for her life. Continue to bless her. Bless her family. Bless her children and her grandchildren. Give her the desires of her heart as she delights herself in you. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Sister Rita and her faithfulness towards this church and her pastor. Pastors, continue to bless her and keep her. And continue to direct her path. Bless her on the job. Give her, Father God, opportunities to share your word. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for filling up every empty place. In Jesus' mighty name, use her mightily for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God for every person on this prayer line. God bless you. We love you. We thank you for sowing. We thank you for sowing. You heard Minister Jamal say he has a tea. It is a good night to sow. Yes, it is. It's a good night to sow. And you can do that by going over to our website at nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. You'll be able to sow. I'm getting ready to put the word up in about 5 minutes. The Resurrection Sunday word will be on the website at the video page, nccmonline.org. And we thank God, Father God, thank you for all. Sow your resurrection seed into this ministry tonight. Just sow your resurrection seed into this ministry tonight and say, I'm sowing a seed. This is some blessed soil. I want to sow tonight because God's going to bring a return on your sowing. And, you know, I never say that, but God has been talking to me and dealing with me about sowing and reaping. Amen. So go ahead and sow tonight. And, Father God, we praise you for every seed that's sown. We thank you for those, Father God, who thought it not robbery, Father God, to sow a seed into this ministry, into this soil, oh God. And, Lord, I pray a 100-fold increase over every seed that is sown, God. And I thank you, Lord, for those who have a desire to sow, God, but may not have the seed. Bless them with seed in their hand for the sowing. You said in your word that you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for the seed that's being sown into this ministry so that we could go forth and continue to do the work that's been testified about on this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah. So God bless you. We welcome our newcomer. I see you out there. God bless our newcomer on tonight. Bless every person in her household. Continue to bless them and keep them, oh God. Thank you for bringing them to the church, God. Thank you for what you're doing in her life. Thank you for adding her, Father God, to our family. So we thank you and we praise you for her on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. So if you're in New Jersey, come on over on Sunday to 1482 Maple Avenue. We're in Hillside, New Jersey. Also, you can come tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 7:30, we'll be having Bible study right here on the same number, same time at 7:30 tomorrow. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine.
I could hold.